Josh Strang, hey, GNCC defending champion, come out to Unadilla, and what'd you think? How was your day?
It was interesting. I'm definitely disappointed with the end result. I think it's a 22-20 or something, so not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be a little bit higher, but overall it was fun, man. The Makita Suzuki team hooked me up with a bike, and the thing worked really good, so I mean, I can't really complain. It's not what I get paid to do, and it's a one-off thing, so I come out here, I jumped in the deep end, and I think that's what got me qualifying. I was a little bit off, I think, just nerves and that sort of stuff, and then I could last about 15 to 20 minutes at a good pace, and then I think the intensity just got to me, and I just started going backwards. So overall, it's a good day. I had fun, and it'd be cool to do another one, but I think this is it. So.
Yeah. First moto, you were up there for a little bit. Then what happened?
Yeah, I was in 12th or 13th or something, and there's a sweeper before uphill double, and the front just started going, and then I just tucked, and I rolled a couple times, so then from then on, I started going backwards after that as well.
And Mike Webb held his breath, thinking that you might get hurt, probably. How much of that was on your back of your mind, like, hey, I can't get hurt, you know, like, this isn't my series? Was that a thought process at all?
No, well, it's like anything, man. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't racing, sitting on the couch waiting for a GNCC. I mean, that's not going to help me any. So it's just be like anything, man, going practicing on a weekend or going to a club day and racing. Mm-hmm. It's probably more chance of getting hurt there.
Right.
I mean, here the caliber of riders is much higher, and I think they all know what they're doing. So I think if I was going to get hurt, it would be my fault. And I mean, it could happen any time, not just at a national. So
right.
I see where some people have a problem with me racing it, but I mean, I'm racing and I'm in. I think I'm getting more out of it than what it's not helping, you know?
Yeah, it's the old thing about getting hit by a car just leaving your house. I mean, it could happen any.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hide from injuries. Yeah. Like, especially we have a big break. We got 2 month break, so I mean, you could sit on the couch if you wanted, but
I would.
Yeah, but I want to win the GNCC championship at the end of the year, so. I think coming here and racing this stuff is only going to help me, and it's good.
Now the bike, Brett Metcalf's practice bike, pretty much a full race bike, works bike. Talk about it, and how was it compared to your GNCC bike, and just talk about having that bike underneath you.
Yeah, it was Matty's practice bike that he keeps out here on the East Coast. So they came in yesterday afternoon and freshened it all up for me. And I got to ride it during the week as well. I got works tires and everything, and the motor and the suspension from Showa, and everything makes a difference. So
yeah.
It's definitely cool to have a bike like that you get to ride. Whether it's the only time I get to ride one, who knows? But it just helps a lot. And compared to the GNCC bike, I mean, we ran a big tank today. I run a bigger tank again. And I run bark busters and production suspension and other things. The thing's kind of a pig compared to the thing I rode today. So, I mean, it works good for what I do.
Right.
We come back here in September to race, so we'll see how it handles the moto track when we do it. But it's definitely different bike altogether. But man, this thing rips. I got I'm like about 200 pounds. So. And I get decent starts on this motor, so it definitely makes it easier to ride. Thankful for the opportunity.
You should try to take that suspension off before they load it up.
They loan me that stuff for practice back in California, so I'm used to that stuff. Just the tires and the motor was what was different and really good. So
cool. Right on. Thank you.
Thanks.